Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, February 6th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices: March wheat up a penny and a quarter, March corn up 2 cents, March beans up a dime. Meal and oil were also stronger. We've got the dollar up 26 ticks here today. We're back over 100 at 100.10. Gold and silver are strong. Bonds are strong. Crude oil is down about 5 cents a barrel. Not a whole lot of news out here. Weather in the United States looks warm for most of the country. Certainly a warmer February than we're used to. We don't see it having any major impacts out here. The beans rallied overnight. Hard to say why we didn't see any Chinese business. The Chinese are back from their holiday. We were expecting to see some Chinese business. Maybe it just wasn't announced. But anyway, we were up 9-10 cents. What we do know is that the Brazilians have got a huge crop. We've gone from 98 to 100 to 103. Some people were saying it backed off when we had a few problems out there. But now as the harvest is moving along, people are talking anywhere from 105 to 106 million metric tons, which will offset any of the losses in Argentina. And the other thing we know is that the commercials down in South America are selling every bean rally they can to hedge and lock in these prices out here. And I think it's something the American farmer needs to do as well. The corn and wheat market struggling to try to maintain a base here. We need the March corn to close over 371 to really confirm that we've got something going out here and maybe get the funds to get long. The wheat, we need to close over 440 to chase them out of these short positions. They're still short 110 wheat. They're long only about 5,000 corn, maybe even there. The beans are still long 160,000 beans, 65,000 oil, and 65,000 meal. So if for whatever reason we can shake these beans out, that's going to be much lower prices in my opinion out here. So I still think, as I've been thinking, that corn and wheat have a chance to gain on beans here over the long time, over the long run, but we'll see. We know we've got a lot more bean acres coming, less corn acres. So maybe the corn and wheat can rally on their own without the beans. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.